But off the top, Calvin McAvoy is sending three horses to Horsham today. And we might have to put you on the payroll, Calvin, almost a co-host of Sunday Central in the last couple of weeks through the early part. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Three horses going there today to Horsham. First of which is in race number two, Deep in Meaningful. She's a deep field three-year-old filly on debut. She's got a bit of a sticky gait, but she looked good in a jump out at Kilmore.
Yeah, look, she's a really nice filly. We thought we'd get her to the race's last preparation, and she nearly got there and just was a little bit immature, but she's come back in terrific order this preparation. Jump outs have been good. As you said, a bit of a sticky gait. And talking to David Eustace this morning, it looks like he's got a bit of an opinion of his colt, who's the second favourite. So I can't fault my filly, and I think she'll be hard to beat if the Kiramar horse isn't too good.
On to race number four, Desired steps out for her third preparation. She's only a three-year-old by Rich Enough. She has the blinkers going on today. She just had the one run in the autumn, Calvin, and then she was put away?
Yeah, exactly. Look, she's going really well, this filly. I'm pretty confident she'll be hard to beat today. She does everything right, although she's drawn, again, out wide. She's pretty quick. She'll jump and put herself right there. I think the form's good enough to, you know, for her to be winning first up. Her coat, there's still a little bit of improvement to come, so I've got no doubt that she'll get better out of this run, but the way she's going home, I expect her to hopefully be winning first up anyway.
And the final event on the program, the $100,000 Melbourne Cup qualifier race, the Cup Carnival qualifier race, Night Passage is going around here. I thought we'd seen the real Night Passage at Ballarat last time, Calvin. She was super.
Oh, 100%. She's in really good order. Just seems to be in a very good zone, this mare, and it looks a good race. It's nice to be racing for 100 grand. Obviously, the Peter Moody horse is going to be the one to beat. It's a winner at Caulfield, and it's unbeaten. So it'll be hard to beat, but our mare's in terrific order. I can't fault her. She looks amazing, and like I said, it's nice to be running for the big money, and I'm hoping all three can be very competitive and hard to beat.
Sava to Excel heading towards the Manikato on Friday night. How's he come through his Caulfield run?
Yeah, he's in terrific order. Really is in good order. And hopefully he can draw a nice gate, and he should love the valley.
A big little bit of confidence for all three runners today. If you had to take one of them as the best, who would it be?
Yeah, look, I am confident they'll all run very well. I think Desired probably is the best placed horse there, so she'd be the one I'd pick.
Best of luck today, Calvin.
Thank you very much.
Calvin McAvoy there, sending three horses to Horsham today. Harry White's on the line. He's going to join me in previewing this eight-event program. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this program at Horsham today?
It's okay. There's winners to be had, and look, it's not the best meeting we've ever done together, but it's not the worst. Let's just back some winners.
Just going to have to be content with what you get. There's not a lot of value there.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I've found one in the last to take on Night Passage, but yeah, everything else, I think we're shooting fairly straight.
First of it on the program on this good four with the rail in the true position is a 1400 metre maiden. Seven Champagne Witness is a scratching along with 11. Who are those guys? Step Too Far is the favourite. Getting in short now, 225. Dandy Classic, 4460 marks line. Sold award at $9 out to 11. Capito on Rivoli Drive, $12. Who are we tipping in the first, Harry?
With that key scratching of Champagne Witness, I will now go with Mark's Line. Coming off a relatively short spell, he covered ground in a synthetic jump out over 1,100 metres leading into this. Looked okay through the line from the footage I saw. He's only narrowly beaten by Atomic Rock last start. That horse is no world beater, but it's consistent and has won again since. So a good enough form reference for a race like this. Step Too Far, will appreciate stepping back a furlong in trip. He's our leader. You know what you get with him, just pretty tight in betting. Dandy Classic in for third, and then the locally trained debutant Salt Award, I thought looked okay. So goes in for four. 3, 6, 8, 12.
3, 6, 8, and 12 from Harry in the first. I'm going with number 6, Step Too Far. He's a big, hard-going horse. Linda Meach, it expects, just going to let him roll from barrier 9, and he could prove pretty hard to catch around the tight Horsham circuit. He might be a couple of lengths in front and prove really hard to run down from the 1,600 runs that he's had. He was only just nabbed at Donald last time by Albanian Eagle. I think he'll take a power of catching today. 5, Rivoli Drive, I'm putting in for second on debut from the Austie Coffee Stable. Harry with the ride. Didn't mind his jump out in preparation for this. 8, Dandy Classic, was an okay return at Matoa. Draws a little bit sticky, might try its arm to get a ride forward with the favourite. And then number 12, the first starter, Salt Award, gets the blinkers for its debut run. 6, 5, 8 and 12 for mine in race number 1. Second event on the program, this is a maiden over the 1,200 metres. Top 3 come out here, runners 1, 2 and 3. Tap Fixed Odds favourites, Deep and Meaningful at $2.25. Video 2.70. Wild Rhapsody $4. Scandalous Scarlet at $10. And $11 for Memphis Belle, Harry.
With the favourite, Brendan, Deep and Meaningful looks the one. She worked home nicely in that Kilmore jump out you referenced with Calvin. Just strikes a winnable race, and they bypassed Avoca yesterday for this. Wild Rhapsody in for second. She'll get better over more ground, but form through her last prep over shorter trips first and second up was pretty good. They should go forward on her, I reckon. Give her every chance. Video, the Mara and Eustace debutante, who is a half-sibling to Odium and Goodfella, $400,000 purchase. I thought a jump out was okay. It was a bit hard to gauge, but I respect the stable and their placement. Memphis Belle resuming with blinkers off might be next best. 9.784.
9.784 from Harry. Was pleased when Calvin McAvoy said that Dave Eustace has got a bit of an opinion of Video stepping out for his debut today. I think he's got a tremendous winning chance. He's drawn low. He'll kick up from that inside. I like the way he coasted home in his Ararat jump out. There are plenty of horses getting shoved along in front, and he was hard on the bridle, just coasting to the line. I think he might be pretty hard to run down and beat. Deep and Meaningful, wide draw was a little bit of a concern. She did look good, though, in a Kilmore jump out in the lead up to this. 10, Scandalous Scarlet is on debut for the Paul Pruska stable. Worked home well on speed in an Ararat jump out. And then number 7, Wild Rhapsody, first up from a break, has also jumped out well at Ararat. 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 and 7 for mine in race number 2. On to race number 3, this is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,100. 1, 2, 4 and 9 are the scratchings here. Miss Cheviot is the favourite, $2.80. Janibbi, $3.60. Inebriating, $4.40. Stabler, $4.60. Magic Chloe at $12 and $14 for Spare a Thought, Harry.
Hey, I'm going to take on Dino here, Brendan. I thought on exposed form it has to be Miss Cheviot. Never ran a bad race in her first prep. The horses around her are all Saturday grade. Matoa jump out leading into this was good. She just cruised through the line. Hazza and Ostie, father and son. I've already had a bet. Inebriating, I was firmly with last start. She raced right off the track, covering a stack of ground in trying conditions, was only beaten within a length. So there's plenty of merit in that run, despite her not winning and hurting my wallet. Ganibi went around in a few stakes races as a 2-year-old. This is obviously easier. Then Stabler looks to be best of the rest. 8.653.
8, 6, 5, and 3, carbon copy here with Miss Cheviot. Show more than enough in her first prep. Her jump out was really nice in the lead up to this. 6 and Inebriating goes in for second. Was there with her chance at Echuca. She might be better suited on firmer ground than striking that wet track at Echuca last time out. 5, Janibi went to the Blue Diamond at the back end last preparation. The jump out was okay on speed at Caulfield in the prep for this, and then Stabler was okay from the back at Swan Hill, but he looks a big horse, and he just might appreciate a track a little bit bigger than Horsham. 8, 6, 5 and 3 for both Harry and myself in race number 3 on the program. Race number 4, this is a benchmark 58. 1,100 metres is the distance for this one. 3 and 5 are the scratchings. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Young Duro at 3.20, Desired at 3.30, Baroness at 3.70, Orenzo 4.60, Firestyle at 9, and then Highway to Success 23, and Arachnatak at $51, Harry.
I will go with Desired, resuming as a 3-year-old, boasts some fairly handy 2-year-old form. I like the way she's been jumping out leading into this prep. Blinkers on, she'll go forward. I don't foresee any excuses, so she can get the job done and beat Young Duro back in grade And Trip and onto firmer footing last start. Saw him nearly win at Benalla carrying big weight, 64.5 kilos, same as here. He likes to lead, so he'll be forward. He gets every chance. Fee style, best at a price for mine. She's been pushed along at the jump outs, but responded well and can go good fresh. And she's won here before. Baronessa takes the logical next step after a nice maiden win last start. 7-1-6-4.
7-1-6-4 from Harry on with 7 as well. Desired. She looked pretty speedy winning on debut at Murray Bridge back in October of last year. She ran in the Ottawa. She came back, just had one run in the autumn before being put away. She's jumped out at Kilmore. She had the blinkers on there. She worked well. I think she can win this race. There's a lot of speed here. Baronessa is the one that's probably going to make that speed. She really flew around Tatura, which is a nice track for leaders to work around. If she could bring that form there, she's going to take a fair bit of running down. Young Duro was good at Benalla. He was only nabbed in the shadows of the line. Just been a little while since he's won a race, though. And then number two, Orenzel. He'll be up there close to the speed as well. Looks a race where they might go very, very fast. 7-4-1-2 in race number four. On to race number five. This is the first leg of the quaddy. It's a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. Pioneer River is the favourite here at $2.50. La Caressa at $3.70, Luana Magic $4.60, Comte $5.50, It's Kind of Magic at $8, 19 Jolting, 23 Pillbox, Jagged Edge at triple figures. Scratching for the race is Lariat number 8. Who are we tipping in the first leg of the quaddie, Harry?
It's interesting to see Pioneer River has had a stable swap, formerly with the Hayes boys, now with Mara and Eustace. Blinkers come off again. Doesn't win out of turn, but Curran form and Cristani form of late is good form. Hopefully a change of scenery has done the trick. Not that his prior form was anything to scoff at anyway. Luana Magic narrowly edged out last start. I thought was the danger, provided he doesn't get a mile back. He's a local, doesn't have to go far to get to the races. Comte is trialled well in a hot heat at Cranbourne and flies fresh. And La Caresse, last start winner, was green in running. He's progressive. I just think there's a little bit of depth to this race. 2-4-3-5.
2-4-3-5 from Harry. I'm going to go with number one, It's Kind of Magic. Thought might be one that we can back at an each-way price when there isn't a lot of each-way value around for the day. She's been back to the jump out since she scampered around Mooney Valley behind Lombardo in a benchmark 84. She got a little bit tired there. She's jumped that well since at Bendigo in the lead-up. Kieran Quilty takes the 3 kilos off. She gets in with a nice claim. I think if she can find something like a old form, she can get up on the speed. She's going to take some running down. It's Kind of Magic. For Luana Magic, goes in for second. Freshened for this, goes on to dry ground. It stays on the dry ground, I beg your pardon, and race as well at its home track, has a victory there. 3, Comte. Harry's touched on the really hot trial that he comes through, and his work was pretty solid in that. And then Pioneer River, first up for the Mar Eustace team. Blinkers come off. Maybe the change of scenery might switch him on. He's got form around good horses, but he just doesn't win out of turn, Pioneer River. 1-4-3-2 for mine in race number 5. On to race number 6. This is a benchmark 58 over 1,800 metres. 11 and 14 come out of this event. Black Mirror, $3.90 in favourite. Confusion, 5. Mr Mischief, 6. $6 North Anna. Boom Boom Suite at $7.50. American Soul, 9. And Bungal Alley Bay, best of the rest at $14.
I'll just chuck in number 1's a late scratching as well, Brendan.
Yeah, there we go.
I don't like this race, but now that's out of the way, I'm siding with Black Mirror. I don't think she ran out the 2,000 metres strongly enough last start, and it was in stronger grade, but she did win nicely here at Track and Trip 2 back. The issue with her is that all of her racing, or the majority of it, has been done on wet tracks, so I'm not sure how effective she'll be on top of the ground. I will say she maps for the run of the race, goes around weighted the same as her last win with Michaela Lawrence riding, claiming 2 kilos. Number 4, Confusion, gets back and runs on. That's usually to his detriment, but in this field, I think he looks a main hope. Outside of those two, Bungalelli Babe and Mr. Likeable have intertwining form. I think they're next best. 5-4-12-9.
5, 4, 12 and 9 in the sixth event. I'm with 5, Black Mirror. I didn't think her run was too bad there at Moonee Valley. She did a fair bit of work to get to the lead 2 starts ago. She came here to Horsham in a similar race as this, albeit on a soft 6, and she bolted around. I think she'll be pretty hard to run down, Black Mirror. Michaela Lawrence takes the 2 kilos off, gets her down to 61. American Soul, I thought, was a good effort first up for Austie Coffey over an unsuitable 1,400 metres. It looked a solidly run 1,400 metres too, out to something where he's shown his best form in Western Australia around this trip. Mr. Mischief comes back in grade after he's run in a benchmark 70 behind Rudimental at Mornington last time out. Also has a steep drop back in trip and has a 4 kilo claim to its advantage. And then 10 North Anna. She's had a chance at the last couple. She's going to loom. Whether or not she can put them away, I don't know. But I'm pretty keen Black Mirror can lead all the way in this one. 5, 2, 3 and 10 in race number 6. On to race number 7. Feature event on the card, a race that Texan Wardy made his own, the Horsham Cup. 2,100 metres is the distance. 3 and 8 come out. Kingsfall, Orleans Rock are the equal favourites at $2.70. Think We're Due, $5.50. Humboshi, $9. Shepherd at $10. Arcadia King at $19. Fabulot, $23. Coin Collector, the locally prepared runner, is the roughie. Who are we tipping in the cup, Harry?
I think it's one of those top two in the market, Brendan. King's Fool is becoming a punter's pest, but I think he looks the one. I'm hoping they're forward without leading this time. He's only beaten by Yulon Captain last week in the Hamilton Cup, so that's a decent form reference. Back a shade to 2,100 metres might do the trick. If not here, then for me, never again. Orleans Rock will be strong late. The stable seems to keep him at the mile. So does he want 2,100 metres or are we clutching at straws? Think We're Due, stuck on okay in the Hamilton Cup. Humboshi, next best. 5, 6, 1, 4.
5, 6, 1, 4 from Harry. I'm going to go with King's Fool. Got a bit of confidence about him here. Flemington behind Turidan, he was pretty solid. Went to Mornington behind Rudimental, and he wasn't near the front, but he was okay. Hamilton, he ran into a pretty good stayer in Yulong Captain. I think he gets out on the lead today, an uncontested lead, and I think he is going to take a stack of running down here. Will Price will nurse him along with the 54, get him to kick off the bend. Orleans Rock is going to be giving him a start, the second phase. But in for second, I've got Think We're Due. Comes through the same race there at Hamilton last time out. Will be up there right on King's Fool's tail, you would think, giving him a ride into the race. I think they'll corner together and kick together and prove hard to run down. Orleans Rock's mixing his form around. He was okay behind Cafe Tortoni, but maybe set for a dash at his local cup here. And then number 2, Shepherd. Blake McDougall takes a ride for Peter Moody. Fitter for the 2 runs back. Has a substantial weight drop off his run in the Matoa Cup. Numbers for mine, 5, 1, 6, 2 in the Cup. The final event on the program, the $100,000 Melbourne Cup Country Series qualifier race, a benchmark 70, 100 grand up for grabs here. Scratchings for the race, 2, 15, 16, 17, 18 and 19. Tabfixed odds favourite is Riot and Rose. Luke Nolan goes all the way to Horsham for $1, $2.50. Night Passage, $3.40. Intellective at $10 with Pucker Punyal. Real Sensation, Billy Egan's only ride for the day, $13. Desert Dream of $15. Write Your Name, who was backed for a stack last time out at Coleraine, $17. Who are we tipping here, Harry?
It's a nice race. I mean, you'd hope so for $100,000. I think there's value in Intellective, who resumes and always fires first up. She progressed from a first up 58, a benchmark 58 win last prep over the trip to proving competitive in a mare's benchmark 84 by the end of the prep. And she maps her the gun run. Night Passage, well, that was an impressive win last time out at Ballarat. 1/3 up last prep too. Right and Rose, unbeaten, obviously has upside, deservedly favourite. Bit of a tricky draw, but straight to 1,400 metres I like. And Pucker Punyal is another one at a price I can entertain, so goes into my quaddy. 10, 13, 3 and 12.
10, 13, 3, 12 from Harry. This is the leg that I'm skinning right down in the quaddy. I think it's a race in 2, Night Passage and Riot and Rose. I'm a big fan of Night Passage. She's got fitness on her side. She probably should have won first up. Then she smashed them at Ballarat last time at a 64 over 1,400 metres with 58. 58.5, barrier 10, Dean Holland will pop her out. She'll roll forward, be right there on the speed, and I think she'll be a couple of lengths in front of Ryan and Rose and have that fitness edge on her and be able to run away and win again. 13 on top of 3, Ryan and Rose. Hard to knock her. She's been impressive in her 2 wins today. I'm sure, though, they'll be just happy to fill a hole and qualify for the final, where she'll be right to go second up. 10 goes in for 3rd, Intellective, who is first up from a break. She has a good fresh record, as Harry has touched on. And then number 6, Real Sensation. He gets a long way back, not suitable here, but he is a talented animal. And if he can be ducking and weaving through near the inside and saving ground from barrier 1, as Billy Egan likes to do, he might be bursting out of the pack late if they overdo it on top. 13, 3, 10 and 6 for mine in the final event at Horsham on Horsham Cup Day. Harry, your best value, Quaddie, and play of the day, please.
I'll make my best race 3, number 8, Miss Cheviot's value. Race 8, number 10, Intellective. Quaddy, first leg 2, 3, 4. Second leg 4 and 5 only. Third leg 5 and 6 only. Last leg 3, 10, 12, 13. Play of the day, a Dean Holland double, or it's a McAvoy stable double too. All up race 2, number 9, into race 4, number 7, Desired.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Thanks, Brendan. You too.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the Horsham program. My best for the day is race 3, number 8, Miss Cheviot. I think she'll be winning. Value bet, race 3, number 1, It's Kind of Magic. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Second leg 2, 3, 5, and 10. Third leg 1, 5, and 6. Bring it home with just 3 and 13. My play of the day, race 3, number 8, Miss Cheviot. All up, race 8, number 13. Night Passage.